Today we're building a Raga Edit Carve for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12, and this is an advanced DNB move that can seriously level up the way your drops breathe. The whole idea is simple, but powerful. We're taking a Raga vocal, an MC phrase, a chant, or even one short old-school vocal line, and we're not just chopping it for flavor. We're carving it into the groove so it behaves like part of the rhythm section. That's the key difference. We want the vocal to push, answer, and drive the drums and bass, not sit on top of them like decoration. In a roller, that matters a lot. You've got subweight, you've got snare pressure, and you've got that endless forward motion that makes the track feel like it's always rolling. A Raga edit can add identity, attitude, and urgency, but only if it's controlled. If it's too wide, too bright, too long, or too busy, it starts fighting the low end and stealing energy from the drum pocket. So today, we're going to build something that feels classic, mix safe, and ready for the mastering stage. Start by choosing the right source. You want a vocal with character, clear consonants, strong attitude, and rhythmic edges. Things like pull up, select a, come again, or any short MC phrase work really well. If the phrase is longer, that's fine too, because we're going to cut it into usable fragments. Drag the sample into an audio track in Ableton. Then decide how you want to warp it. If the vocal has tonal content, Complex Pro is usually the move. If it's more percussive and chopped up already, beats can be better. The important thing here is not to overwarp. A lot of people make the mistake of putting warp markers everywhere, and the result sounds plastic. For Raga edits, you want the original attack and attitude to survive, so use the minimum number of warp markers needed to keep it in time. If one syllable drifts, fix that syllable. Don't flatten the entire performance. Now think about the phrase length. One bar or two bars is usually the sweet spot if you want something loopable and flexible. At around 174 BPM, that gives you enough space to build tension, but not so much that the vocal starts wandering off into arrangement clutter. Next, we slice. You can keep it on an audio track and make manual cuts, or you can use Slice to new MIDI track and turn it into a playable chop rack. For more advanced control, I like slicing to a drum rack, because then each phrase fragment becomes a performance element. You can treat it like percussion. When you choose slice points, listen for the hard edges. The best places are consonant starts, breath gaps, and phrase endings. That front edge of a word is often the hook, especially in Raga material. If you trim too tightly, the edit loses authority. If you leave too much dead air, the groove gets sloppy. So this is a balance. Keep it tight, but preserve the personality. At this point, think in rolls. Make one lane for dry core hits, one lane for filtered responses, and one lane for throws and transitions. This is a really smart way to work because it keeps you from overprocessing one single chain. You're not trying to make one vocal do every job. You're creating a little system. Now we carve the sound. Put an EQ8, auto filter, compressor, and saturator on the vocal chain, or build that inside an audio effect rack if you want it modular. First, clean up the low end. High pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if needed. Raga vocals almost never need anything down there, and in a DNB mix that space belongs to the kick and sub. Then look at the harsh midrange. If the vocal is crowding the snare crack or sounding a bit aggressive in a bad way, make a gentle cut somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. That area is really important in drum and bass, because it's where the snare presence, bass growl, and vocal bite often overlap. You want clarity, not a fight. If the top end is too bright for the vibe, take a little shelf off above 8 to 10 kHz. That can actually make the edit feel heavier and more timeless, especially in darker rollers. Then use auto filter for movement. A low pass sweep between roughly 6 and 12 kHz can give the edit life without making it splashy. Keep the resonance mild, just enough to create motion. This isn't about huge filter theatrics. It's about intention. Every automation move should do a job. Reveal, tension, release, or reset. If it doesn't change the energy, it's just decoration. Now compress gently. You're not trying to flatten the vocal into a brick. You're just smoothing the dynamics so the chop sits inside the drum pocket. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, with a moderate attack and release, is a good starting point. Let the consonants survive, but keep the phrases consistent. After that, add a bit of saturator. A small amount of drive can thicken the midrange and help the edit cut through without turning the fader up. Soft clip-on can be very useful here. Think of saturation as presence and density, not just distortion. If the chops are still too spiky, drum bus can help you shape the transient character. A touch of drive, a little crunch if needed, and even a slight negative transient setting can tame the front edge without killing the energy. That's really useful when the vocal has hard starts that poke out too much over the snare. Now comes the musical part, placement. Don't think only in terms of a grid. Think in terms of the snare and bass phrase. Raga edits are strongest when they answer the drum pattern. A classic move is to place a short stab just before the 2 or 4 snare, because that creates lift into the backbeat. Another good move is to place a response hit right after the snare, so it feels like the vocal is answering the drums. You can also use a chopped fragment on the last 8th note, before a bass change, or at the end of a 4-bar phrase to signal a switch up. This is where the edit starts to feel alive, not because it's busy, but because it creates negative space. For example, in an 8-bar loop, you might have a short vocal stab in bar 1, a longer tail into bar 2, no vocal at all in bar 3, and then 2 chopped answers in bar 4. That kind of shape gives you tension and release. The listener feels movement because something is always arriving, leaving, or responding. That's one of the main secrets of timeless momentum in rollers. The track feels like it's talking to itself. If you want the vocal to sound more human and less robotic, use subtle swing and micro-timing. In the groove pool, a light swing value, maybe 5 to 15%, can be enough. You can also nudge certain chops slightly ahead of the beat for urgency, or slightly behind for weight. Just be careful not to loosen the vocal so much that it stops locking with the drums. The snare and sub should stay solid. The vocal can breathe a little more. If you're working with MIDI slices, you can delay certain hits by just a few milliseconds for that lazy MC feel. If you're keeping it as audio, you can use track delay or slip the clips manually. The point is to make it feel performed, not pasted. Now let's make it breathe over time. Static vocal edits get stale fast, so automate a few key parameters. Auto filter cutoff is a great one. You can start darker and open it over 4 bars. Delay feedback is another good one, especially on the end of a phrase. Utility gain can help emphasize certain lines by just a dB or 2. And unselected hits, a little extra reverb wet amount can make the phrase bloom before snapping back dry. For heavier roller, keep the main body of the drop filter darker, and only open it up during fill moments or transitions. That contrast is what makes the section feel bigger when it arrives. Don't be afraid to keep most of the main hook quite dry. In drum and bass, dryness often equals power because it leaves the drums and bass free to dominate the low-end space. And remember, the master cares about this. A rag edit that's too wide or too wet can quickly create stereo clutter and low mid smear. So keep the main core centered or near center. Use stereo only on the returns, like reverb and delay. Check the vocal in mono. If it disappears, smears, or turns weak, simplify it. Make the center stronger. A really strong advanced technique is to build 3 versions from the same source. One dry and tight for the main hook, one darker, band-limited version for pressure, and one heavily delayed or reversed version for transitions. That way, instead of one static vocal, you've got a mini arrangement. The track feels like it evolves without losing its identity. You can also create a question and answer pair from one phrase. Use the first half as the call, then the tail or a truncated repeat as the response. Automate them differently so they feel like 2 voices. That's very effective in rolling sections where the drums and bass are already busy. Another strong move is to turn consonants into ghost percussion. Hard sounds like T, K, P, S, or R can become little rhythmic accents around the kick and snare. That works especially well when the bass line is already very active. And if you want a more textured layer, stretch a tiny syllable just enough to turn it into a tension bed behind the beat. It should feel like atmosphere, not melody, when you're arranging. Give the vocal a job every 8 bars. In bars 1 to 4, establish the motif. In bars 5 to 8, strip it back so the bass feels larger. Then bring it back with a variation. That creates progression even if the drum pattern stays steady. Also, don't underestimate the power of one empty bar. Sometimes dropping the vocal completely for a bar before a switch makes the return hit much harder. In DNB, absence can feel bigger than addition. That little moment of silence or space can make the drop feel like it breathes. For transitions, create a dedicated switch-up version. You can use a short reverse tail, a filter delay throw, a pitch move on the final shout, or a sweep into the drop. Keep it short and purposeful. One or two strong gestures are usually better than a cluttered wall of edits. As a final mix-minded check, loop the vocal with the kick, snare, and sub at a lower monitoring level. If the edit still reads clearly when it's quiet, the rhythmic design is probably solid. If it only works when it's loud, the arrangement is probably relying too much on brightness or stereo tricks. That's a great teacher test. If the groove survives the low volume check, It's probably strong enough for a proper system. So the big takeaway here is this. Build raga edits like rhythmic percussion, not decorative vocals. Carve space with EQ, filter automation, and control dynamics. Place the chops around the snare and bass phrase, not just the grid. Keep the main edit dry, centered, and mix safe. Then use automation, contrast, and resampling to turn it into something that feels timeless. If you do it right, the vocal won't feel like a sample sitting on top of the track. It'll feel like the track itself is talking.